unwashed hair and hungry eyes. The greasy anorak of the worn brown duffel coat are their traditional modes of dress. They are vampires. They feed off the spilt blood of celebrity. They warm their stunted little bodies in the reflected sunlight of fame. I mention them because they have begun to put in an appearance outside the stage door. This is situated in a little passage that runs between the Strand and Maiden Lane. It is a dingy and depressing alley. If you found it in Whitechapel or Soho, you might expect to find a dead prostitute propped up against a wall, her eviscerated guts spilling onto the pavement like rotten fruit bursting out of an old paper bag. Where was I? Yes, the book people have arrived already in our preview week. If the show fails, they will no doubt all disappear, which will be some small consolation. I don't know now whether it will be a hit or not. When I am rehearsing for a show, I nearly always come to believe that it is the best thing ever. It is only when performances begin that a sense of detachment reappears. A musical called Rue Morgue, set in Paris, featuring a number of Poe's stories, and indeed Poe himself, though as far as I know he never visited Paris, may fall between two stools.